Hello, everybody. My name is Sonia F., and I am a compulsive overeater. That is something that I never get used to saying, that I am a compulsive overeater, because for the large part of my life, I had no idea that that was a thing, and I didn't know that it included me. As I considered what to say and how to say and how to share my story, I thought it'd be best to keep it simple. What was it like before? What did I do about it and what it's like now? And that's a happy story. With a kind of familiar beginning. What was it like before? Well, like a lot of people, I grew up with a certain level of food insecurity. And while I love to think that it was all because I was such a poor little girl who didn't get enough to eat when I was little, there was no such thing as enough to eat. I don't think that would have mattered. I think I could have had all the food and I would have all the access and I would have been the same way because I am a compulsive overeater. I have a damaged relationship with food, and I've always had a damaged relationship with food. I distinctly remember normalizing behavior that now I understand wasn't normal. My sister was a kid that slept at the table. Well, that was too bad for her because if she was sleeping, I was eating, and I didn't mind grabbing food off of her plate. And well, how do you know that there was something wrong with that? Because if she woke up, I put it back. So even as a little person, I think somewhere in me, I knew that what I was doing wasn't right, but it was what it was. As an adult, I still didn't understand that I had a food problem because I was a champion dieter. I could go on any diet you can think of, make that thing work, and celebrate with more food. And that was the cycle that I found myself in. And because I had the ability to lose weight at will, if you can consider it that way, then it must not have been a problem. So I had no problems. I ate when it got heavier than I wanted to be. I'd work out, I'd go on a diet, I'd lose weight, and we did the dance. And I did the dance regularly. So what happened? Well, eating like that is not good for me. I can't speak to anybody else's health, but my body didn't hold up to my habit, is what happened. And I got sick. And when I got sick, I couldn't manage my food the way I had been doing. I had gotten to a point where I was so dishonest with the world about the way I consumed food. Would be a typical day, I'd get off work, go to a fast food restaurant, eat a full meal very quickly, go to a gas station, get rid of all of the evidence, and then go home and eat the dinner that my husband had prepared. And that was normal. And that was all the time. So I was definitely, right before I found out about OA, I was acting up pretty bad. And so I had this health crisis, and it put me flat down on my back. And I absolutely couldn't indulge in my behaviors and didn't know that they were behaviors. I just couldn't be myself. I'll say I couldn't be the Sonia that I was at that time with my food. And I didn't understand that there was a problem, but I was very angry because I couldn't eat the way I wanted. I found myself being from a very independent person to a completely dependent person. I had to depend on my family to bring me every single meal, to cut up my food, to feed it to me. I was stuck. And I was afraid to sleep because I didn't want to die in my sleep. And all I wanted was something to eat. That's all I wanted was something to eat. You would think that if I had my three wishes, I would have been wishing for my legs back, but I wasn't. I was wishing for food, which should tell you that's something wrong. That's some stinking thinking there. So what happened? I had a very bad night. My husband typically gets up at 3:30 in the morning to go do the things that he was doing, and I was watching the clock. It was 2:15. I wanted to wake him so bad. I just wanted something to eat, knowing well that I've been quote unquote fed, watered, and everything before everyone laid down. Every commercial was about food. Everywhere I looked, there was food I couldn't have, couldn't get for myself. And I wanted to wake my sleeping husband to get me something to eat that I did not need. And I was just watching the clock and waiting and waiting. And like, could it hurry and be 3 o'clock so I can wake him up? When is it going to be okay to him to wake him up? That's all I wanted was for him to get up. And as I watched the clock, I started feeling like this thing came over me, like, girl, you're acting like you're addicted to food. What is wrong with you? Like I questioned myself, and I just kind of snapped too, and I said, can you be addicted to food? Is that a thing? Well, thank you, Dr. Google. I get on the computer, and sure enough, it's a thing. And there are meetings, and it's a whole, there's a whole population of these people who are addicted to food. And I use that word tentatively because I wasn't sure that was real. So I looked it up, and like I found a meeting, and instead of waking my husband when he woke up, I said, I gotta tell you something. I think there's something wrong with me. And of course, he's thinking we're going back to the hospital. No, that's not it. I think I'm a food addict. And he kind of looked at me and was like, okay, well, what do you do about it? Well, the first thing I did was I went to a meeting. And I'll never forget my first meeting. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know who would be there. I didn't know if I was going to walk into a bunch of people who didn't think I needed to be there. Did I meet the criteria? Was I big enough? Was I sick enough? Was this even a real thing? Was this a scam? Were they just trying to get my money? I didn't know what to think. And what I did experience, and I love every single time that I hear the preamble, is the acceptance, the understanding, the compassion, the welcome, the sense of belonging. I found my tribe right here, in San Antonio, where I live. Who knew that there were people who were just like me? Who had done the same things that I had done, who've stolen food off of people's plates, who've lied about what they've eaten, who have pretended that they weren't hungry because they didn't want to embarrass themselves because they knew that they couldn't stop at just one piece or just one bite. People who ripped the tags out of their clothes because it shamed them to actually see the size. People who bounce back and forth, you know, big little, big little, big little, all the time. People who are inconsistent, people who are hurting and unhappy, who are mean to themselves because of how they feel about themselves, who are mean to others because they're feeling bad about themselves, people who are overly critical of themselves, like me, people just like me. All of those things, that's me, every bit of it. And nobody in those rooms looked at me like I was a bad person. Nobody in the rooms looked at me like I wasn't good enough or that I didn't belong or I didn't deserve to be there. In the rooms, I learned how to treat myself with grace, to be kind to myself. So what happened? So I joined OA, and it's not a diet club. I've lost a lot of weight. I look great. I feel great. But how? How did I lose the weight? It wasn't just from going to the meetings. It was by surrendering completely to what the meetings represented. I surrendered completely to the concept that if I could do this on my own, I would have done it already. I surrendered completely to the idea that I serve a higher power who cares about everything about me, not just my safety and my happiness, but my health and my well-being. That I serve a God who not only knows the number of hairs on my head, but considers the bites of food that I consume because he cares for me. I didn't think that I can invite my higher power into something as mundane as eating. Well, surprise, Sonia, he cares about the whole Sonia, not just parts of Sonia. And that was exciting. That was good news for me. So I jumped into OA with both feet. Nine tools, write them down. 12 traditions, write them down. 12 steps, write them down. Now do them. That wasn't so easy. They're all written down. I bought all the literature. I did all the things. I will tell you that the most important thing, the most helpful thing, aside from my willingness, was that I found a sponsor. A fantastic sponsor who was all about the literature, all about the big book. You get this part, Sonia, you'll have the rest of it. And she was right. If you will trust the program, if you will trust the process, you will succeed. She was right. When my weight plateaued, she reminded me that my will wasn't what was the goal here. It was my higher power's will for my life, for my weight, for myself, for my process. When I start getting off track and getting a little Sonia centric, she kind of helped me get myself back up, back lined up with the importance of incorporating my higher power in these things that were fine that I was finding to be problematic. So I went from having a bad night to having a great life, having hope where I didn't have hope before, having less anxiety, less fear. I'm healthier, not just because I've lost weight. I'm more spiritually fit than I've ever been in my life. I'm more patient, I'm kind, I'm helpful, and I have a peace that I never knew was possible. When I questioned if I really belonged in OA, I want to share a little bit of literature with you. When I recognize myself, when I hear things that I thought was things that I only experienced, and then find that not only have other people experienced it, it's right here in a book that we're all reading. This is a description of me, which I had no idea. It's like I felt exposed and relieved at the same time. We have driven miles in the dead of night to satisfy our craving for food. We have eaten food that was frozen, burnt, stale, or even dangerously spoiled. We have eaten food off other people's plates, off the floor, and off the ground. We have dug food out of the garbage and eaten it. We have frequently lied about what we have eaten, lied to ourselves and to others because we didn't want to face the truth about what we do when it comes to food. We have stolen food from our friends, family, and employers, as well as from the grocery store. We have also stolen money to buy food. We have eaten beyond the point of being full, beyond the point of being sick of eating. We've continued to overeat, knowing all the while we were disfiguring and maiming our bodies. This is, if you think about, someone saying as a child, "Ooh, you ate off the floor." Kids eat off the floor. But I was a grown ass woman and I was eating off the floor and saying the same thing that I said as a kid when I ate off the floor. God made dirt, dirt don't hurt, put it in your mouth and let it work. Just whatever chant, whatever thing I had to say to make me feel good about doing something that I knew was wrong. I don't have the shame that was attached to that behavior anymore. I'm not ashamed of it. And when I look back on it, I can look back with a smile. I can look back with gratitude. I never thought I'd be grateful for the memory of eating food off the floor or stealing food from someone's plate or lying to the man that I love more than anything in the world, being a liar, lying to myself about what I had done, why I was doing it, justifying all these behaviors. I never thought that I would look back on any of that and smile. That is called a gift of the program. The gift of the program has taken away all of my shame. It has helped me accept that I can't go back and do anything different, but I can always look forward knowing that I don't have to do those things again. Knowing that I'm not the only one, I took a great comfort in that. I take great comfort in the privilege of speaking with groups, of listening and going to meetings and reading the literature and having a plan and following the plan and sharing my life with other people who get it. I found my tribe in OA. I found my family in OA. And I found myself in OA. As I look at the little boxes on my screen, I smile because I recognize you. I see you and I feel seen by you and accepted by you. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every pound that I've lost, sometimes only a few ounces, sometimes nothing, but I'm grateful for the experience. I'm glad that I know that I will never, ever have to diet again. That's exciting. Like I said, I was a championship dieter. I don't have to diet anymore. I lose weight, and it doesn't, knowing what my weight is today doesn't change what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to do the same thing every day with my food. Being overweight was a result. It was a byproduct of misbehaving. losing weight is a byproduct of behaving. Not really hung up on my weight. I don't care. Doesn't matter how much I weigh. If I'm doing a program, if I'm eating the way I'm supposed to, then I may happen to lose weight. And at some point, I won't lose any more weight because I'll be the weight that I'm supposed to be. What that number is, literally, God knows. I don't. I trust him with my body. I trust him with my food plan. I trust him with everything that there is to trust about Sonia. He cares that much. He wants every bit of me, and I'm going to let him have every bit of me. The willingness that is necessary to be successful in this program was probably the easiest thing. I was so glad that being like that wasn't really my fault. Not really. Like it was, I didn't have to stay that way. It's not up to me, is what I mean to say. Yes, it was my fault. I was the one that ate all the crap. But what I'm saying is I was no longer responsible. When I was able to give responsibility for me over to a higher power, I accept my role in what my life is, but I no longer have to make all the decisions. I am excited about living in my higher power's will, whatever that looks like today. I was afraid of not knowing what that was, but faith is a result of results for me. My faith comes from my memory. I remember what my higher power has already done. I remember my first 24 hours of abstinence. I remember that I was able to do it with help from my higher power. And since I was able to do it that day, it worked that day, then I trust that it's going to work the next day. And I trust that it's going to work the next day. When I'm challenged, when I'm stressed, when I'm afraid, I no longer turn to food. I no longer have that as my only option. Now, I don't have to worry about telling somebody that's going to tell somebody else. I tell my higher power, this is more than I can handle, and I'm trusting you to handle it. And then I allow that to happen. The willingness to give over my control, the willingness to give myself over to something bigger outside of myself. The opportunities that I've had now since I've been less Sonia-centric and more higher power-centered, I've been able to be useful to other people. And that's a very important part of my process that, surprise, surprise, is not always about you, Sonia. And if you would stop thinking about what you would like to eat, you might have an opportunity to do something that you've never done before, like have a conversation over a meal instead of just gobbling your food. Because that was a thing. My first abstinent Thanksgiving was the most amazing thing I'd ever experienced in my life. We actually talked. My family and I had conversations, and the food was secondary.
That's 18
And that was
minutes.
exciting. Thank you. So I said all that to say this. If you don't take anything else away from what I've shared with you, willingness is necessary. Trust your process. Trust your higher power with your process. Know that your higher power cares about everything about you, not just, whether you've been good or bad today, but what you eat today, how you feel today, who you affect today. Your higher power cares about you. Also, the strength of a sponsor cannot be underestimated. Having someone to guide you through what could be very scary and frustrating is a tremendous blessing. Utilizing the tools of the program really contributed to my success in the program. So with that, I pass and I thank you all for listening.